as for what happened with those decisions was another matter altogether. That's right. So, no, in terms of one-to-one interaction with prime ministers, no, the opportunity didn't arise in the cabinet context, and it was just very occasionally from other things. There were plenty of submissions who would have written ministerials to the PM on various things, but you just got them back with the notations on them. It wasn't the same as actually sitting down and talking to a person.
Steve, if I might ask one more question to conclude the interview. How do you feel coming back to this building?
Well, I haven't had a look round in the areas where I spent all those hours yet. I'd be interested to do that, but the one area I will have no hesitation in being happy to avoid is the Senate officials' chamber, the Senate officials' gallery. Spent far too long in there a long time ago. But yes, it's interesting to come back, and I'll have a wander through the PM's office and the cabinet room, and see if it retains the feel of the time when we were here. The last time I did come through, when it's been open as a museum, it did seem to have that feel, which was nice that it's been able to be retained.
Well, thank you very much indeed for today. It's been an excellent interview, I think. It's been very insightful into how things actually worked.
Well, in my little slice of event anyway.
From your perspective and experience. So I thank you very much for cooperating, and we'll send you a CD copy of this. And let's, if you've got a moment, we could go to the cabinet room and the
I'd like to do that.
Okay. Thank you.